dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What a hot dog day.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day, what you waiting for?
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, episode 63. Disney Parks Podcast is your source for Disney Parks news and information from the Disney parks around the globe, in-depth interviews with your favorite Disney correspondents, and so much more. My name is Parkhopper Sid, and I come to you from www.parkhoppers.com and teamparkhoppers.com. As always, we are joined by the awesome and amazing Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And, of course, our fearless leader, the lovable, the huggable Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome, Mouseketeers.
We've got a great show for you today, including new details on some limited-time magic announcements, Dapper Day news you may not hear anywhere else, and all the details on how you can win some fun prizes from the Disney Parks Podcast. But first, with this week's movie quote contest, is Tony Castelnova. Take it away, Tony.
If I didn't know any better, I think you had feelings for this monster. Okay, if you know the name of that movie, where that is from, send your correct answer only to the crew at Disney Park Podcast, and we will send you something nice in the mail.
Starting as early as September 21st, Disney Cruise Line guests will delight in spooky surroundings to celebrate Halloween, the only way Disney knows how. Haunted parties will feature costume-clad Disney characters and spooky Halloween movies. And make sure you leave some room after dinner for some special spooky treats like spiderweb cakes and witch's brew. Yum!
Sounds yummy. Also in the news, we're getting mixed reviews about guests using their Magic Band Plus testing. This is probably no surprise to anybody. I've even heard from some cast members that work in the restaurants and lounges that the device they use to pay for your check when it comes, they're having some problems with that. So the testing will continue. When it will be full blown, we don't know. But if you have one and you're using it, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And, tell us about your experience or leave the comments down in the show notes as well.
And then some fun news for you. Disney's dastardly villains are ready to unleash some limited time magic at Disney parks on September 13th, which is Friday the 13th. This will begin at 8 p.m. Now, both Disneyland Park and Disney's Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World Resort will stay open until the 13th hour, which of course is 1 a.m. To celebrate the momentous evening at Hollywood Studios, you can begin the evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Writer's Stop with a fun meetup with us, the crew of the Disney Parks Podcast. So if you can come out at 7:30, a little bit early for the party, we would love to see you. We will have a limited number of goodie bags to give away and perhaps some other special surprises, so you won't want to miss it. You can visit DisneyParksPodcast.com/events for more details. And again, you can always send us a note on Twitter or Facebook or an email if you have any questions, but we would love to meet you. I hope you can come out and visit with us on that night.
Be a spectacular evening.
Yes.
Well, I hope you all caught our interview with Big Fat Panda, and we would like to announce that Big Fat Panda show number 2 was posted on BigFatPanda.com on August 26th. Check out the feature of our very own Tony Castelnova from the Disney Parks Podcast and DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Panda has included a fun game where you can include the secret word or words in your comments to be entered in our current giveaway before the new show airs. I hope everybody will check it out.
California Grill. Oh, wait. That's the wrong show. Sorry. you'll get that if you watch that show. But speaking of California Grill, the California Grill is finally opening September 9th.
Yay!
I've already made reservations. I'm going to try and be there. There's a special event on the 8th I hope to be there for that. We're also going on the 13th with 9 other friends of mine. I have my reservations for Thanksgiving, so wow. I'm all set. Now, I wanted to go New Year's Eve, and this is news to me that I have not known, but on New Year's Eve, they have a special event up there at the California Grill. It is a $500 per person dinner with alcohol.
Yes, I used to book those when I worked for Disney Dining. And like if you get a group together, it's like $3,000 and they pay for it in advance.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So I had this grand vision of me and some of my friends going up there for dinner, and then we were going to watch the fireworks and not have to deal with the crowds in the park. That's not going to happen now. Now we're going to choose another route and go where it doesn't cost $500 to eat or drink. So, but if you are planning your trip between now and the end of the year or even, you know, beyond that, I would probably call and get your reservation in now. Monday morning I tried and the lines were quite busy at 7 a.m. So I assume that, you know, things are, you know, briskly picking up. But new menu, new restaurant, gotta go see it. If you've never been, now's your chance to try the new and get out there to the California Grill, September 9th. Okay.
Very excited about that.
So exciting. Well, earlier we were talking about giveaways, the one that Panda is doing. But speaking of giveaways, the Disney Parks podcast is also hosting one. So you can actually enter to win a $25 Disney gift card from travel agent Mary Morales. Thank you, Mary, for donating that. We also have a 4-hour VIP concierge service from Ramon at Theme Park Concierges, and a Passporter's Walt Disney World Travel Guide. So all of these things have been donated into one big prize that we're going to be giving away to one person. And all you need to do is go to today's show notes on DisneyParksPodcast.com, and you'll see a link there to go to the Rafflecopter and enter. This contest is ending August 31st, 2013, so it's time's running out. So if you haven't had a chance to enter, please go ahead and do that. And just want to wish everybody good luck. It's been a fun contest so far.
Well, for all the ladies out there, or for all the gentlemen who would like to get something for your ladies, we have the Disney Dooney and Burke purses. We have the Harvey collection of the seatbelt bags, specifically made with Disney characters and Disney inspiration. And now, finally, Disney has announced a release date for the, wait for it, Disney Collection by Vera Bradley. Mark your calendars. Disney will be holding a special release party on Saturday, September 21st at the World of Disney in downtown Disney's Marketplace. The event will begin at 7:30 a.m. and will feature the first opportunity to purchase items from this new collection. Remember that September 21st, 7:30 a.m., I will bet money people will be there at 5.
Oh, no, no, no. I bet people will be there earlier.
Night before?
Yeah, I've been there at Downtown Disney for a couple of those events, you know, where they have the big sale at the World of Disney store, and they're there at like as early as 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, this is a Saturday, so it's very possible that people will leave work on Friday, go over there with their little lounge chair and their umbrella, and wait.
Yeah, I can see them doing that.
It's highly anticipated. I do want to tell everybody, though, I saw some wording in the Disney Parks blog, and this is totally speculation on my part, but I believe that this is just going to be the first collection. I think that there's going to be more coming out. So, you know, if you don't get it on the very first day, the very first collection, just I feel like maybe there'll be more. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, and I would bet they're going to sell out of these the first day.
Oh, of course. And I will bet that people will be walking out with 3 or 4 or 5 of them. And if not even before the event, because if they release pictures, I bet people will do this before the event. Yeah. You will see these on you know, all the auction sites and things like that by that afternoon.
Yeah, this is one of those things that they should probably limit 2 per person, because they're going to go quick. You know, if they limit a $14 pin, 2 per person at D23, this falls into that category, I think. So.
And one other thing, if you're like me and can only dream of having one of these bags, I want to give a little plug for my friend Deb over at FocusedOnTheMagic.com. They, she's teamed up with some other bloggers, and they're actually giving away a bag or two. So if you want to enter the contest, I think I am. I don't know any other way I'll be able to get the bag. So, but if you go to FocusOnTheMagic.com, you'll see details about how to enter to win a Vera Bradley. So that would be cool too, right?
All right, so let me ask the purse-using women on this podcast. How much is a Vera Bradley bag normally? And how much is the Disney version of a Vera Bradley bag?
I honestly don't know. Okay. I only know the price of the other ones that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the Harveys and the Dooney and Burks, because my husband and I keep looking at them every time we walk through and we pick up the tag and go, $300 for a purse. Yeah. I can't do it, and we walk away.
Right.
So, but I'm guessing they would be. They would be close. I know that the backpacks where I used to work would go for in the 80s and 90s, and that was just, you know, regular old Vera Bradley, not a Mickey anywhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my guess. So, Krista?
I haven't seen pricing on these, but yeah, I mean, normally, depending on how big the bag is, I think the price goes up. But as far as if are they more because they're Disney, you know, probably that's typical. But I haven't seen the pricing structure, unfortunately.
Yeah. Listen, everything with the Disney brand has a premium. I found that out with a Huffy bike recently.
Now, did you buy the Huffy? Buy the Huffy bike?
I did not, but I am shopping for a cruiser, so that got me in the mood. Now I'm shopping for one, so.
All right.
Very nice.
It won't be Mickey. I'll have to put my own Mickeys on it, but I got the equipment and the tools to do that. And
I have stickers.
Yeah, I got some Mickey stickers. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, let's see, moving on. We have some more limited time magic. Will this never end, this magic thing, limited time magic?
Not until it's 2014.
It seems like forever.
It's limited.
Been going. Yeah, it's been limited for the whole year.
365 days of limited magic.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do something good one of these days.
Oh.
So they're bringing you a celebration of man's best friend at the Rocket Tower Plaza stage, the most unused stage in the Magic Kingdom, over in Tomorrowland in the Walt Disney World Resort, where you'll be able to dance along to tunes with DJ K9, with Disney dogs Pluto, Bolt, Doug, and even Lilo's dog, Stitch, will crash the block party. What a surprise. The celebration is happening in the Magic Kingdom for a limited time only, thank God. August 26th to September 1st, so rock on. Bring your pooper scooper.
So this actually started this week.
Yeah, it started the other day.
Well, you know that, what was it, Tuesday was actually National Dog Day. So that would probably be why they were doing that this week.
Must be a tie-in to that event somewhere.
Somewhere. It has to be. Yeah. Probably, you know, started on that date. Yeah.
I don't think Lilo Stitch qualifies as a dog.
Well, they got him at the pound.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he was a dog. So.
All right.
I just want to know when they're going to do this.
Yeah, there's a dog talking right now. Oh, my God. Stitch, is that you?
It was like it was on cue.
Yeah.
I just want to know. And they want to know, when do they get to come to the park? They should get to do this on Dog Week.
They better hurry up. Time's running out. This is limited time magic for dogs. Well, they probably couldn't because of the crazy people would bring their... But they should bring your dog to this event, would be the thing. But, A, where do they all go? You know, then you have dogs biting people biting dogs. It'd be, you know, chaos. So I guess you can't do that. But it would have been fun.
They could have done it in the parking lot over at Downtown Disney, you know, a little dog day.
Yeah, or just use the back area, you know, the overflow that they normally use.
Yeah. Get your dog's picture with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
My dogs would have loved it.
Yeah. Get your dog's picture with Pluto would have been better.
Ooh.
Dog on dog action.
Okay, now Tony. That's not very
what
Mickey.
Show, what kind of show is this? All right, it's so moving on. Saturday, September 21st at Walt Disney World, you can join the fashionable crowd for a night of style. The Dapper Day Fall Soiree is coming. You can spend a glamorous afternoon at Disney Hollywood Studios at 5 p.m. Is when it starts. You can meet up with friends at the famous Chinese Theater for a nostalgic journey aboard the great movie ride. Now, after park closing, everybody's going to head over to Disney's Boardwalk Inn and enjoy the elegant clubs, bars, and arcade along the promenade with a dapper crowd until 1 a.m. Discounted park tickets are available at dapperday.com. You can also check out my site, disneyways.com, and just type in keyword Dapper 2013. I have video on there from last year, tips on what to wear, and more. Again, this is not an official Disney-sponsored event. This is just something that the organizers have been doing. And it's, you know, it started in Disneyland. They're doing it in Paris now. It's a wonderful event where everybody dresses up and just kind of plans on being at the parks together, all dressed up. And it's a super fun time. So if you can make it, definitely, you know, especially with the discounted tickets and everything that are available, it's a fun thing to go check out if you can go. So,
well, and this is Saturday, September 21st. It is the same day that the Vera Bradley collection is being unveiled. So ladies, you go, you get your new purse, and then you bring it with you and you show it off.
You make a whole day out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Come on, Tony, we can find you a little Dapper Dan style suit.
Oh, Tony, that'd be so awesome. Get you one of those little hats.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where you're glad you do not have video, as
I'm glad I don't have video.
Mr. Castelnova's face is probably hurtful.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have video right now. All right, well, that was a lot of fun news for the week. Something we did not cover, you can put it down in the comments or send us an email at thecrew@disneyparkspodcast.com.
That's it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the parks.
Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPKPodcast. Follow us on Twitter, for all you Twitter lovers, at DisneyPKPodcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Hello, I am Tony Castellano from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DBTNpage. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDWDBTNFacts on iTunes.
I'm Parkhopper Sid, and I come to you from WDW Parkhoppers. You can find us at wdwparkhoppers.com and all across the internet on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at wdwparkhoppers. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, and you can also sign up for all of our blog posts to be delivered directly to your inbox. Also visit us at teamparkhoppers.com for all of your running tips, encouragement, and Run Disney information.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing. And you'll be kept up to date with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter, at Disney Ways. And we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.